So, you've decided to unleash this Pete, Matt and Kimber podcast. Go you. Now, unleash your limitless potential with Fitstop, Australia's most exciting fitness family opens in Perth from Saturday, May 1st. Download the Fitstop app and select Melville.
It's Derby weekend.
He was the club's number two draft pick in 1998 and these days calls the shots as head coach. Part of the Mix 94.5 family, please welcome Fremantle Dockers coach, Justin Longmuir.
Good morning to you, mate. How are you?
All good. Yeah, had a good week. Albeit masked up, but yeah, it's been a good week so far.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, nice. Now, Justin, I see there's an 8-page wraparound on the paper today on the Derby. How many pages are in your game plan?
Yeah, I didn't know that. I don't read the paper too often. It's a big week in Perth. The fans obviously are split into Freo and West Coast supporters, and they really get behind it. And yeah, I suppose all the papers and that cash in, but don't really try and take too much notice of that stuff. And I wouldn't imagine too much of the game plan is in there.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you can't be bothered, you could just take theirs. They seem to have it all worked out.
they've probably got the matchups in there, have they, as well?
Oh, everything. Yeah. Oh, eight pages.
I mean, how the Dockers will win. How the Dockers will lose.
It's as if there's never been a derby before. Yeah, okay. Each derby is as if it's the first derby. It's amazing.
Yeah, well, it is. And like I said, everyone gets behind it. It really drives the town. And I suppose that's the big difference between the derby and any other week. In clubland, it's just another game against another opponent. Whereas, outside of clubland, the fans really get behind it and drive it. And I suppose there's bragging rights on the line. So, it's a fun part of the derby week.
Well, and is it just another game? Because I guess you're in a unique position. I presume you played in a derby as a player.
Yep.
And now you're coaching in it. I mean, what was the feeling like as a player?
Well, you probably do feel a little bit of the outside pressure and a little bit of the bragging rights stuff, especially as a player. But realistically, it is just another game for us. I mean, next week we'll move on and play Brisbane, and the week after we'll go again. And you really do get on the week-to-week treadmill as a coach in particular, and you're really just worrying about the process of beating another opponent. You don't really worry about the outside noise.
This week, obviously, we've had some lockdowns and some restrictions and stuff like that. You were telling us off the air that you guys have been put through your paces in terms of having to get your tests done and stuff like that. How have the boys been going having swabs shoved up their noses twice a week this week?
Yeah, well, they're used to it now. I think last year we would have had two a week for 15 weeks. So they're used to it. The new people who come into the system, they're the ones you look out for, because it's not pleasant the first time you get it. This isn't really a distraction for us anymore. Friday was a bit of a distraction because everyone had gone home and everyone had to go back to the club to get a test before the game on Saturday, and no crowd at Optus was a really eerie feeling and weird. But yeah, the players are just there. This is normal for them now. So they line up, get their swab done, hope it comes back negative and move on.
Okay, well, let's cut to the win. It's Sunday evening. You've pantsed the Eagles. How are you celebrating?
I'll go home. Might have a pure blonde beer and watch the game again.
I like that you specified beer, just in case anyone took it out of context. It was going to be the 9th page of the paper tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm glad I caught myself.
And I knew you were low carbs. I knew that the minute you walked in, low carbs.
Well, that's so just a beer and a bit of a hangout with the family.
Yeah, hang out with the family, but you do get on the treadmill of an AFL season. You go home, you code the game again, you review it, you get ready for the next week. It's Not a very interesting life, to be honest.
Well, I mean, there must be. I mean, and maybe this is more for the players to enjoy. But I guess when you're playing, you're reminded, or certainly once you finish playing, you remind players these are the best years of your life potentially, and you want to enjoy these moments, right? You want to remember them and have a great time.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah,
you do. And whether you win or lose, it's important to get around each other after the game and either celebrate or commiserate and enjoy each other's company, but you can't hang on to those feelings for too long and let them affect the week after. So there's a fine balance in everything we're trying to do.
Mm. Coxie and Chera, how are they coming along just quickly?
Chez is probably a week away, maybe two. He started walking and put a weight bearing on that ankle. It all feels good, so he's going to progress pretty quickly now. And Coxie ran yesterday, albeit straight line, but We're pretty positive on him as well for this week.
And there's a bit of a whisper going on that David Mundy may very well be the oldest player in the league to ever win a Brownlow. What do you reckon?
Oh, it's early in the season. You know, take it 1 week at a time. he's going so well, and on the field and off the field, and you know, he's being a great leader, great player, and I can't say more high words about him. He's a beauty.
I just couldn't believe it. Like on the weekend, seeing him hurdle that bloke and then slot it through. Oh, it was incredible.
The love in your eyes is awesome. I see it every week.
Hook you two up.
Pete. Getting a place.
A lot of danker rub goes into that.
Getting a little bit emotional right now. Justin Longmuir, thanks for joining us this morning, mate. All the best for the Derby this weekend.
Good on you. Thanks.
St. John of God's Hospital's orthopaedic care will move you. And this bloke moves us every time he hits the footy field.
Allen, unbelievable.
It's Pete, Matt and Kimber's very own West Coast Eagle, Oscar Allen.
It is Derby weekend. Good morning to you, mate. How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks. Looking forward to the weekend. It'll be a good game.
That little intro made it sound like we own you.
Yeah, it did a little bit, didn't it? I'm not really sure. I like the old one better, the one we had at the start of the year.
Get the old one back, please.
Yeah, give him what he wants. Yeah. Oscar, we've just been talking about how, well, you know, Matt's feeling a bit worried. He's in a bracket of over 50s and feeling a bit old. So we just thought, let's rub it in. You're all of 22 years old. What's the first music album that you bought for yourself?
I don't think I've ever bought a music album. So for as long as I've been alive or can remember, you've had Spotify. So you get music for free or you just go on YouTube. But my first concert was Fleetwood and Mac with my parents. So there you go.
Well, that was cool. That was a good choice.
Wow. Yeah,
a little bit of a throwback, but no, I've never bought an album and don't intend to anytime.
That was the last, and I made many mistakes with my band, inverted commas, but that was the last mistake, is getting CDs printed at a time when young people like yourself don't even know what they are almost anymore.
No, it's gone out of fashion, hasn't it, pretty
very
quickly.
Much so, yeah.
Anyway, onto the footy.
There's a little thing called a derby coming up this weekend.
Yeah.
Now, mate, before we get to that, though, want to talk about the game against the Cats.
Oh.
Because it was rough as guts, and I don't have to tell you that. But after the game, how does Simo chat to you guys? You know, is he upset? Is he angry? Is it just a dad who's disappointed? Like, what is it?
Yeah, I think a performance like that, it's more the old, guys, I'm just disappointed in you. Like, I'm not angry, but he's, the thing about Simo, and one thing that makes him probably the best coach I've ever had in my life, is he's played 300 odd games of footy. Mm-hmm. So he's had days like that when things don't go your way and you're really poor. So he's understanding of how the players feel about the performance. But yeah, he doesn't pull any punches either. So if he's got something to say to you, he'll hit you between the eyes, which you got to respect in a coach. So, you know, you've got that trust in him. But yeah, it was definitely an open and honest tell session after the game and probably something we needed.
Do you do to shake it off? Like when you're feeling, when you know you've let people down, or if you're having that kind of game, how do you get on with it in the following week?
Yeah, it's a good question. I think both negatively and positively. I mean, good games, you don't want to ride the highs too much, and in low games, you don't want to get into a pit and then not get out. So we always say, give yourself a day or two just to feel how you're feeling. If you're a bit upset, that's fine. Or if you think you're on top of the world, that's fine as well. And then you get back into the club on Monday and Tuesday and become more level-headed and get on with it. Because at the end of the day, there's another game every week. And I'm still pretty young in my career, and hopefully I've got a long way to go. But at no means will last week or the week before that kind of map out my career. I've still got a long way to go to be the player I want to be.
Hey, how cool would it be if Simo walked in just before bounce down on the weekend and just goes, "Oi, be better."
Yeah, just be better, guys. Yeah, just be better. What would you last
just
week?
Do it just better.
Yeah, so basically that's all the meetings have been all week, just better on the whiteboard, and that's what we're trying to do.
Keep it simple.
Yeah, keep it simple,
I love
stupid.
It. All right.
Now, mate, is there any chance that you will play down back this weekend?
Yeah.
Because there has been that whisper floating around.
Yeah, it has been. I actually started my career as a backman. So technically, our backline are called the Bulls, and they've got some really good unity. And I always try and hang out with the Bulls a little bit just because they're all good men, obviously led by Jeremy McGovern, Shannon Hearn. Tom Barras, some really good people. So I think there might be a chance that I'll play back on the weekend. Final selection hasn't come out, but yeah, I think there might be a small chance.
Ooh. Well, let's talk about one of those Bulls, Shannon Hearn.
Yes.
He's about to play his 292nd game, we think, to break the club record.
Yeah, he is.
Extraordinary career.
Yeah, 292nd game, overtaking Dean Cox as our highest games played. And I think we'll probably go down as one of the best players that have ever played for the West Coast Eagles. I mean, he's a premiership captain, and he never misses, and he's been probably the most consistent player I've been with throughout my time with the club. And I mean, he's a legend. Mm. Ask anyone, and he's been the same person when he was 18 years old to he is now at age 57. So, yeah.
Hey, careful, young snapper.
Yeah. So, yeah, but Shannon's a legend, and everyone loves him. That's the main thing. I think you can tell what other people think about you as to what kind of man you are, and he's one of the best people I've ever met. So, couldn't happen to a better man.
Beautiful.
Oh, guys.
Beautiful.
That's how these blokes talk about you when you walk out.
Yeah,
yeah.
Really such a love fest.
Real softy.
Mate, just a real quick one, final one. I'm just curious, because obviously, you know, you can't be in a town like Perth, as small as a town like Perth is, and not cross paths with the other team. Do you guys, like, talk to each other pre-derby? Have you heard from any of the Dockers blokes during the week?
Yeah, can I get a lift to the ground?
Maybe they don't like me, because some of the other guys have rapport with the Freo players and have a bit of chit-chat, but no one ever reaches out to me or wants to talk to me. So maybe I've got something coming on the weekend. I'm not sure.
If you are a Fremantle Docker, let me tell you, Oscar's a fine young man and he deserves to be reached out to.
Yeah, so... But actually, Hamish Brayshaw, so I'm not sure if you guys, Hamish played at our club for the last 3 years.
Yes.
His younger brother is Andy,
we love
who obviously
Andy.
Plays for Freo. So that's probably the only relation I have to him, knowing Andy a tiny bit, but by no means are we close friends. And but yeah, no one really seems to have any interest in me.
Maybe we should put together a little party.
We should.
Let's
that's
put together a little
idea.
Gathering, and we'll get as many people from each player from each team to come along.
Yeah, maybe after the weekend, depending on
how it goes. Yeah, let's wait till after.
Yeah, later on, we'll get some fairy bread and some stuff.
Oscar, thank you very much, and good luck against the Dockers this weekend.
No worries, guys.
Now, guys, I read this incredible story yesterday about a woman in Oklahoma. Her name's Karen. And Karen,
legitimately
her name's Karen, but it's spelled C-A-R-O-N, Karen.
Karen.
Okay.
But look, Karen McBride got married to her lovely husband, and she headed off to the office, to the police, and said, I need to change my name. I have to change all my documents, change my license, change my details, because I've got a new name that's now my married name.
McGroom.
And... And they said, no worries, but you're not going anywhere because you are a felon, a convicted felon.
Karen McBride.
Karen McBride had no idea that she was a felon. She was wanted for not returning a VHS tape.
Oh, wow.
That she had taken out over 20 years ago.
From like a Blockbuster or something like that.
So she's rented this video and didn't remember renting it, didn't know anything about it. And the video store... put out a wanted, you know, for her, and she was never taken in. And so when they had her there, they were like, well, actually, you're a felon and you can't leave. And she had to investigate it. And she has no idea how this happened. She says, I didn't even rent this video.
I'm a wanted felon for a VHS tape. I had lived with a young man. He had two kids. And I'm thinking he went and got it and didn't take it back or something. I don't know. Meanwhile, I'm a wanted felon for a felony embezzlement.
That's amazing.
A crime she did not commit.
Felony embezzlement because she did not return the video of Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
Oh, really?
And you know they'd double her sentence if it wasn't rewound.
So the thing is too that she said she had no idea this was happening, and in the last 20 years she's actually been let go from a lot of jobs because she's applied for jobs. Oh, they've really? Obviously done criminal background checks, and all they see is felony embezzlement. And so she hasn't been getting any work.
Hey, Karen, what you in for? Where this one time.
It's actually really amazing.
Well, I've told you this story, Kimber. Can you look up what's his name so we can remember what his song was?
Oh, yeah, sure.
So I got given this Maiten guitar, beautiful acoustic guitar, to do an Edinburgh Festival show.
Mm.
And they sent it to me in the UK. And I had this guitar, and after the show finished, no one said anything and I didn't say anything and I had this beautiful guitar and I'm hoping that I'll have it for the rest of my life. And then maybe 2.5 years into it, I get a phone call or an email, I can't remember, from Maiton, the guitar maker, saying, can you meet up with Jack Jones, who was an artist at
He was from the band Southern Sons.
From Southern Sons, that's right.
Yeah.
Can you meet Jack Jones? I forget which inner city London tube station it was, and with the guitar, and I'm standing there, and a guy who, when I saw him, I recognised him, he goes, Matt, and I go, Jack. Yeah, takes the guitar and that was it.
You're
gone.
Joking.
Never saw it again.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah. I wanted that guitar.
The song was Hold Me In Your Arms.
Okay.
It was like a ballad.
Yeah, power ballad.
Power ballad.
Okay.
They were a pretty big deal at the
time.
Yeah,
I remember. As soon as I saw him, I remembered
him. Here we go.
So hold me.
Everyone thought he sounded like John Farnham.
Yes, okay. Of course.
Jack Jones. He deserved my guitar. That's a good set of pipes.
That's a ripper.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought he was going to do the high bit. Anyway.
Gee, it's made me feel quite old.
Old man, look at my life. I'm a lot like you.
Oh, there's nothing like bringing up an artist and everybody else in the room going, who's that? Never heard of him. What are you talking about?
Oh, and let me just say, I am a middle-aged white man in a first world country. We used to run the world, right?
Girls.
Right? We used to run, and now...
Who run the world? Middle-aged girl. White men.
Totally, totally. But all of a sudden, I find myself in a group. I've been labelled, and I don't like it, and I'm experiencing the subtle isms that you get when you're in a group.
Oh.
And that is the over 50s, right?
Yeah. Because anytime you fill out a form or like a guide and you always have to say, I'm between 30 and 40. But over 50s, you're a blanket all of your own.
And I never noticed it before.
Yeah.
But it was particularly when we started talking about vaccines and they go into those sort of quieter, and of course, we're, you know, prioritising the over 50s. It's like, you're vulnerable, aren't you? And I thought, no, dude, hang on a minute.
Suddenly you feel fragile.
I'm still squeezing into skinny jeans. Come on.
Just.
Honestly.
Have you gotten yourself an APR insurance policy yet? Or
No, that's how it feels.
Yeah.
There's ads that are directed at me with people with kind of, you know, dentures.
Yeah.
No, I think you're looking at this the wrong way because, yeah, you do get like pensioner discounts and benefits for being over 50 with those insurance companies.
Mm.
And you get lots of things. Also, you're able to move into one of those over 50s villas. That's true. Like $100,000 less than everybody else their villa.
And let's be honest, with what I've done to my teeth with smoking, some dentures would go quite well, wouldn't they?
Matt.
Middle-aged white men.
Matt.
What a week, what a week, what a week, what an easy old week. The weekend Perth, yeah.
Yeah, what a week it's been. We started, of course, the long weekend in lockdown, so we were full of, you know, COVID anxiety, and then we came back to work and we were in face masks and we spoke about that. We talked about the upside of a potential Chinese invasion.
Mm-hmm.
And all
just
of
the
that,
one upside.
Yeah, and all of that under the pall of thick, thick smoke.
Lest you forget your manners. Back to work through a blanket of smoke. Life looks a little hazy. Like the city is one big toke. Face mask, you're driving me crazy. Smoke in the city. Who keeps prescribing burns? Smoke. Can't say that I'm too concerned. I love beef and black bean soup. Can't blame me, 'cause I'm off the ciggies. Smoke in the city. Who keeps prescribing burns? Smoke's getting thicker.
Oh, mate. Another ripple. Nice one, Maddie. Well done. Pete, Matt and Kimber. Guys, myself and my wife have been together for 13 years.
Oh, that went fast.
Did it?
Yeah.
Oh, no, sorry. Yes, it did, Kimber. It did. We've been together for 13 odd years now. It's wonderful. She's 37 weeks pregnant. And I am really happy to say that after all this time, we're still learning things about each other.
Oh, that's right. Good. That's healthy.
It's beautiful. It is healthy. It keeps you together. It keeps things fresh. Mm. And I learned something about her last night, or rather something that I did to her / for her around about 13 odd years ago when we first started dating. And it came off the back of an ad that was playing on the television. And I don't know if you guys have seen this ad in particular, but it's a Ryobi ad, and it's all about the tools and stuff. And it begins with a father, and he's looking at his wall. And there are a couple of places on the wall that are bereft of tools. Mm-hmm. He's got every other tool under the sun, and he's looking through it, and he's going, yeah, that one, you know, that was Father's Day, and this, that, and the other. Mm-hmm. And then it pans to the kids and the wife, and they're sitting on a couch just watching him do his thing.
40th birthday. Excellent choice. This guy. Last Father's Day, made your treehouse. And here, bang, bang, bang. Best Christmas ever. Now, let's talk Father's Day.
Mother's Day next.
We're going to need a bigger pegboard.
Mother's Day, made by OnePlus U. Grow your mum's Ryobi OnePlus collection today.
So it's actually an ad for Mother's Day and getting your mum tools.
Yep.
And Liz looked at me with a look on her face and went, don't you dare think about it.
Oh, really? Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
Doesn't want tools.
Doesn't want tools for Mother's Day.
Nothing says I love you, I appreciate you like a jigsaw.
100%, mate. I couldn't agree more, except back the other way. And I was like, okay, yeah, no, fair enough. And she goes, because it'll be exactly the same as what happened when we first started dating. I was like, what do you mean when we first started dating? She goes, do you remember when you got me the Nintendo Wii? Oh, so
the gift that keeps on giving. Now, I've really bought this for myself.
When you are first starting to date, you sort of let things go, don't you? And I didn't realise that she'd let this go at the time. And it was the fact that I had bought her a Nintendo Wii because, you know, like she would come around to my place, we'd play a bit of Mario Kart. And I thought to myself, oh, this is great. I'll get her a Wii and then we'll go around to her place and we'll be able to play Mario Kart at her place as well. That'd
You're
be fantastic.
We are
connecting.
Yeah.
At the time,
she was only playing that game to lock you down.
Pretty much. Yeah. Well, that's exactly what happened. At the time, right, she was all smiles and all happy and all of that sort of stuff. This is fantastic. I'm really excited to play and so on and so forth. And then I've come to realize 13 years down the track when she told me last night, it was the worst present I've ever gotten her in our entire lives.
Oh, but you know what? That's pretty good going. If the worst present you've got her in 13 years is a Wii, that's actually pretty great.
Is it?
Yeah. I once got a car steering cover. Like, the steering wheel.
Yeah.
I got a woolen from a boyfriend that I'd been with for some time.
What's wrong with that?
Well, it's a bit of a rubbish Valentine's gift.
That was a Valentine's gift?
Yeah.
No, it's a bloody handy thing to have. Let me tell you, if you suffer from sweaty palms, it'll keep you safe.
Your Pete, Matt and Kimber podcast may have finished, but your chance to enjoy functional group training with a strong focus on progression is about to begin. FitStop opens in Perth from Saturday, May 1st. Download the FitStop app and select Melville. Fix 94.